welcome to a very special edition of the Bronco Report podcast. My name is BJ Raines, the Boise State beat writer for the Idaho Press Tribune and our website, idahopress.com. A very special guest, kind enough to join us for a few minutes, Charles Davis, the outstanding color analyst for Fox and Fox Sports 1. He's going to be on the call with Gus Johnson Saturday night when the number 19-ranked Boise State Broncos head up to Seattle to play the Washington Huskies at the new Husky Stadium. Charles, thanks so much for joining us. How excited are you for this game and just to have college football back in general?
Yeah, I think like everyone else, very excited to get everything started again, and what a great atmosphere and a great place to open up with Husky Stadium reopening after the incredible facelift. I was up there a couple weeks ago and got to look it in. Wow, they did a fantastic job to bring in Boise State for the opener. You couldn't ask for a whole lot more. It's one of the better games in the country right out of the gate.
Now, you've been up there before. You've called several games there. You said you've seen the new stadium. What are you expecting that atmosphere to be like? They've lowered the field. They've taken out the track. The seats are a lot closer. I know Boise State's preparing it to be one of the loudest games they've played in several years. How crazy is it going to be up there on Saturday?
Oh, I think it'll be cranked to the max. And Washington plays early. Does give people even more juice. You know, people really miss going to their stadium. You know what it's like being a college fan. That's their place. And going to a pro stadium, even though CenturyLink Field is a phenomenal facility with all the amenities and you name it, that didn't feel right to the Washington fans. They're supposed to be over on Mott Lake. It's their place. And guess what? They're back. And they cannot wait to get in there. Everything's closer now. As you noted, the field's been lowered. The track's been taken out. They lost none of the charm of Husky Stadium. You can still see the water from the stands. And they still have the overhanging arches there.
Visiting with Charles Davis, going to be calling the game on Fox Sports 1 on Saturday night here on IdahoPress.com. And Charles, I know you visited up there. I know you also came down to Boise the last couple weeks. What's your kind of feel on this matchup? And these two teams obviously finished off last season in the Mako Bowl Las Vegas, a narrow win for Boise State at the end of that game. How much do you think that game and the preparation for this game is going to go into what happened in that game as they prepare for Saturday?
Just from knowing each other, just from having had that game would be talked about a lot, but there are a lot of guys from Boise who weren't around to play in that game. You know, there's only 10 starters back, four of them on defense, so it's a little bit different for them. Washington, on the other hand, has 20 starters back. I mean, that's a different way to go into this ball game. Plus, they get the game at home. I think Coach Peterson commented on that, talked about how obviously that's an advantage, maybe even more so. Thing we always have to keep in mind with Boise State, you never really worry about who's not there, because who's there is usually really, really good and very well coached. You remember, last year they were talking about having to replace 9 starters on defense, and they still finished one of the best defenses in the country. You know, Coach Bukowski does a terrific job as a coordinator, the rest of the staff joined in. They are really, really good at what they do, so I don't worry about that part of it at all. The interesting thing to me about this game, a measuring stick game, but maybe more so for Washington than for Boise State. And that just tells you how things have changed for Boise State's fortunes in the college football world.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Washington in a second, but you mentioned Boise State defense, but the Boise State offense last year averaged 30.2 points per game, which a lot of teams would take, but it was, I think, the lowest scoring output since 1998 for this team. And what do you expect from the Boise State offense? I think the stat is that Chris Peterson is 51-2 at Boise State when he returns his starting quarterback from the previous season. I mean, what you expect Joe Southwick to kind of build off last year, and do you think this offense can get back to the high scoring ways of the past?
Yeah, I don't expect anything less, and they started doing that down the stretch last year. I think you probably could pull Southwick's stats pretty darn well. Last 7 games, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Last 4 games, 9 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's a very accurate thrower. He was 70% in both of those instances that I just cited. I think his confidence level really rose and grew. And I think it continued to grow in the offseason. He took charge of the team in the informal workout, and then, of course, through camp. And there's a clear separation between him and the other quarterbacks now. And that's a big, big deal for Boise State. They look to him to be their leader, and off they go. You know, you get a receiver like Voldemort, because if he could really jump up there first, he can really make a leap to go along with Miller, and of course Moore, and the rest of those guys. You get Linehan back, tight end. great things happening for Boise State, but to me it all starts up front. Experience on the left side of the line, in the middle of Syracuse in the center, and on the right side of the line, that is kind of the future. And from everything that I saw in practice and everything I kept hearing, a lot of heavy collisions going on when Marcus Henry was in the lineup at guard. And that's kind of how they want to go about it. They want to run the ball better this year than they did last year. They want to run it when they feel like running it, not when the other teams let them run it. I think he will be a heavy start with that as part of what they're trying to get done. I have no doubt that the 30 points that they put up last year will be a distant memory when the season is over.
Final couple things here for Charles Davis, the outstanding analyst for Fox. He'll be on the call, Fox Sports 1, with Gus Johnson Saturday night. I want to ask you about Washington. Down here in Boise, a lot of fans obviously trying to figure out and learn as much as they can about that team. And, you know, Steve Sarkisian, it's his fifth year. I think he's 26 and 25 in his first 4 years. And I think this is kind of set up to be the year with a lot of returning players. And I know there's some question marks with Austin Seferian-Jenkins, whether he's going to play or not. I guess we'll get your thoughts on that as well. But just it seems like there's a lot riding on this season and maybe on this game for Steve Sarkisian. Do you feel like this win would go, if they could win this game, would go a long way in kind of taking him off the hot seat?
Yeah, I'm not sure he's really on the hot seat. I think it's more of an expectation seat. You know, and it's an expectation that he's formed, that the Huskies have formed in a program that's used to winning. I think at 0-12 that he took over, this is his memory now, the natural impatience of people starting to take place. I really don't think that he's in a hot seat situation unless they go 0-12. You know, unless they really tank it this year. Otherwise, next year might be much more of that. But I think what you have is a program that saw missed opportunities last year. It's like they let one get away against Boise in the bowl game. Obviously, the loss in the last game of the year against Washington State. Washington State was feeling abysmal last year. That's not supposed to happen. They blew an 18-point fourth quarter lead, let that get away. Had chances against USC to win the ball game. They had key critical turnovers in those games at the worst possible time. And what it did was it took away the luster of a win like Stanford. So they beat Stanford after Stanford had beat USC. That kind of faded away as the season went on when they started to pile up some losses they shouldn't have had. They beat Oregon State last year. That's another impressive win. Again, that went away with some of the losses they had. They're tired of being 7-6. 3 straight years of 7-6. I think they're carrying that chip around on their shoulder. And as I said before, there's no better measuring stick game for them than that Boise State come to town. When I first did a Boise State game, it was the Fiesta Bowl when they beat Oklahoma, and the whole theme that night was Boise State having to prove itself against the big boys out on the field. Well, if you fast forward from 2006 to now, no one asks that question anymore. That question has faded so far away. In fact, a lot of the big boys that they're playing, the so-called big boys, are measuring themselves by how they play against Boise. This is another one of those games. Washington has to find out what they have against one of the premier programs in the nation.
Crazy to think how that's changed in a couple years. Do you think that you know, Washington is underrated coming into this game? Coach Chris Peterson said one of the reasons he laughs at preseason ranking is because he saw that Washington only got 2 points in the poll. Do you feel like maybe that some people, maybe nationally or maybe even in Boise, are you know, underestimating Washington's talent coming into this game because of some of the issues you explained earlier from last season?
I don't think that anyone from Boise is underrated. And frankly, I don't think they're underrated as a program. I think people are keeping a cautious eye on them. Because here's the thing, BJ, if you really want to take it in part, and I can see where Coach Peterson is coming from, I probably respectfully disagree with him on this, and for this reason only. 7-6. Does that make you a top 25 program? Probably not. Now, do they have the potential to jump up past that? Without a doubt. They have weapons in place. Their defense improved last year from, what, number 106 to number 31. I mean, that's a quantum leap for a program. Keith Price, the quarterback, is terrific. The offensive line had a lot of injury troubles last year. So if you're going to rate them in the top 25, you're doing it on potential, not on actual production. Now, can they get there? Without a doubt. I watched them practice, and I'm thoroughly impressed with what they have. But if you and I were sitting down and doing a preseason ranking of the Pac-12 North, would you rate them ahead of Stanford?
No.
Would you rate them ahead of Oregon?
No.
Would you rate them ahead of Oregon State?
No.
That's kind of where you are there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they are. That's where they were picked, fourth in the Pac-12 North. Can they move past that? Of course. We see it every year in college football. All these preseason predictions, by the end of the year, some of them are in tatters, right?
Yeah.
Washington has that potential, but they have to go out and prove it. So I understand where Coach Peterson is coming from. In fact, if I were him, I'd probably do the exact same thing to make sure everyone was aware that my opponent was pretty good. But are they underrated? I don't think there's no way that we're sitting here having the conversation they're underrated at this point. They have to prove that they deserve that rank.
Well, Charles, we know you're busy, so we'll get you out on a quick one here. Final thing, we're not going to ask you to make a call. Obviously, you're broadcasting the game. I'm not going to ask you to make a prediction. But what are some keys maybe that could determine the outcome of this game?
Well, I want to see how Boise State runs the ball. You know, with a Giant, early in the ball game. But they have a number of backs, whether it's Hans, whether it's Field, the freshman Baltazar. Eric Thomas is going to turn at it. Southwood's not a huge runner. But I want to see also what they do getting the ball in the hands of more Shane Williams Rhodes. Last year they averaged about four times a game he touched the ball. I think that number's going to be double, if at all possible. Are they going to be able to get Boldewine and Bergstone on the outside, take some pressure off of Miller and more? Those are things I'm looking at. Offensive line, I never really worried about. They took a terrific job. Flip it over defensively. Trying to defend what Washington's going to throw out. Bishop Sexton with 205 yards out of this bowl game, running the football. Their line is much more settled now than it was last year. They feel a whole lot better about it against some guys back like Kanagawa up front. So that'll be fun to watch and see how they hold up in the run game versus what Washington will throw at them. The Keith Price, I believe, will look more like the 2011 Keith Price than the 2012 Keith Price. And if that's the case, that's troublesome for any defense that has to face him. I think he'll be a pretty good darn player. So this will be fun to see. Last but not least, both teams have talked about their kickers. I know that Goodell has now got a scholarship and has had a terrific fall. They need him to continue on that progress. They need better consistent punting. Flip it over to Washington. They're trying to take some pressure off of their guy, Travis Coon, who did everything. Punted, kicked off last year. Probably too much. And can Williams Rose do anything in the return game? Ditto a freshman for Washington, John Ross. Can he do something in the return game? I think this is a very even game going in so many ways. But still, the team that has more to prove to me is Washington, because we know Boise State has done it in recent years.
Well, you've certainly done your homework, Charles. Great info. And I guess if we know one thing, if Gus Johnson's on the call with you, it's sure to come down to the last play of the game, huh?
Yeah, that usually is how it works. That's why I'm lucky enough to be riding shotgun with Gus. It makes it a lot more fun for me, and I'm fortunate enough to be next to the best in the business.
Well, Charles, thanks so much. Enjoy the game Saturday, and we'll see you up there in Seattle.
All right, thank you. You take care.
Charles Davis, nice enough to join us here on the Bronco Report podcast. Stay tuned to idahopress.com all week as we get you set for kickoff.